Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
We are about to talk about softball, and joining us for her continued ride with us this morning is Kim Severson, New York Times food writer, who also is a softball player. Big fan?
I am. I have played softball for many years in many places, and snowshoe softball in Alaska, and media softball in Central Park in New York, and in my younger days, a little more competitive, but I am a big softball fan.
A big dedicated one,
wow.
Clearly. And Catherine, how about you? You
I ever was just
been out
say,
on the mound?
Would you like the other end of the spectrum? Just call me one inning Lanfer.
So you play a lot of right field.
No, center field. Had to play it as a kid. There was a rule you had to play one inning, and I became very religious. Dear God, don't let the ball come my way.
Well, there are lots of people out there who enjoy it much more like Kim and a lot less like Catherine. And so it's a good day for them that the U.S. women's softball team won its 16th straight, as Femi just told us, beating Australia 3-0. But it's really a bittersweet time for women's softball fans. The China Games will mark the end of the sport at the Olympics because the International Olympics Committee cut it from the 2012 Games. Now, that's a terrible disappointment for the next generation who had big dreams. Players like Lindsay Callanan, who plays first base for the Lake County Liberty softball team in Illinois, and Emily Ott, her teammate, who pitches. They both join us from outside Chicago. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So did you catch the game and this big win this morning?
No, actually. I haven't been able to see it on TV.
Oh, you have not? Well, Lindsay, let's talk about then what your reaction was to learning that the women's softball had been canceled from the 2012 Olympics.
It's really just not fair to the younger girls in across the world. Like, it's kind of crushing a lot of dreams. It might even make people not play softball anymore.
Now, Emily, you think that's true? Many moons ago, I was a pitcher, and I can say I did enjoy or have enjoyed watching women out there on the mound. What's it like for you to see these women playing in the Olympics?
I think it's really inspiring to see them play, especially at that kind of level, and just seeing them take it away is just really disappointing because the Olympics are an event that everyone watches, and it would just be really sad to see it not being played like every other sport out there.
Lindsay, what has the sport meant for your life?
Oh, wow, it's about half of my life, probably more than half of my life. I mean, I've been playing since I was 5. And if it was taken away from the Olympics, like, it's like heartbreaking almost.
What has the game taught you? What makes it so special? Why have you engaged in it for, I guess, more than a decade?
Well, I kind of grew up around it. My brothers played baseball, so of course I was going to play softball. But it's just taught me a lot of, like, leadership skills and just, you get to be so close to all your teammates, and I've made a lot of friends playing, and it's just my favorite thing to do by far.
And Kim Severson, from our pal from the New York Times, it certainly gained in popularity in 1996 when it first appeared, women's softball first appeared in the Olympics. There wasn't a lot of awareness about it necessarily outside of the U.S. and perhaps a bit in Europe.
Well, softball is such a universal thing, and you know, most people have picked up on a company team or like these young women who have played competitively. And once you see competitive softball and the speed with which those pitchers play and the strategy, it's really an engaging and terrific game when it's played at the level that these Olympians are playing it.
And quick, it's very fast paced. Okay, ladies, I'm going to give you about half a nanosecond to think, but give me your pitch for the Olympic Committee that you would make, because there will be an opportunity for folks who want to see softball to make an argument as to why they think it should come back in 2016 in the Olympics. Then, what would you say if you could talk to the committee, Emily?
I would say that it's really disappointing to see that they're taking a sport away where, even though like the USA team is dominating, it doesn't mean that people aren't watching and enjoying and seeing all the skills that are being played and stuff, and that they're taking away every kid's dream to play their sport at Olympic level, and it's just sad to see them taking it away.
And Lindsay, what would you say, what reason would you give, the most important reason you think, to keep a sport that showcases women's athleticism in the Olympics?
would have to say that softball is one of the better women's sports, and that it's just now, like, it's just getting so big now and so popular that how, if they take it away now, it's just going to take, like, it's probably going to crush the sport, and people will probably stop playing. So, I mean, I can't imagine how big it's going to get within the next 10 years if it's getting so big so fast now.
Emily, how much softball you plan on playing this fall?
Oh, a lot. Definitely.
And Lindsay?
Yes, for sure. Every day.
Every day.
Yeah, because I'll be in college.
And you're going to be playing for the team, right?
Yeah.
Which team, and when do you start practicing for it?
The University of Northern Iowa.
Well, congratulations to you, and we wish both of you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Lindsay Callanan plays first base and outfield for the Lake County Liberty softball team, and Emily Oates is a pitcher for Lake County Liberty softball team. They're teammates. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.